For years, Zinave National Park in Mozambique was called the Silent Park after being devastated during a 15-year civil war which began in the late 1970s.
It was this eerie feeling of just dead quietness. There was not a bird, not an insect, and not an animal in sight.
South African organisation Peace Parks partnered with the Mozambican government to bring back wild animals and restore the park to its former glory.
It's about 400,000 hectares. Big trees, animals, paradise.
So far, they've brought in lions and leopards, zebra and antelope. And last, but definitely not least, it's these guys' turn.
Black and white rhino will be the last historical species that are yet to be reintroduced into Zinave. And obviously, by bringing in the bigger species, it gets the smaller species going, the birds and the beetles.
It's the first time rhinos have been in Zinave for 40 years, and moving them from South Africa was no small undertaking. The organisers say it was a difficult and expensive operation, transferring animals that can weigh up to 2,500 kilograms. 19 white rhinos made the trip that's hoped to be the first of several to relocate about 40 black and white rhinos to their new home.
Having the political will to reintroduce rhinos and all the complications that come with it, it's very significant in what showing what Mozambique is prepared to do for conservation.
It's a 60 to 70 hour overland journey, the longest road transfer of rhinos ever completed. The animals were first taken across the South African border to Maputo National Park in Mozambique. They had 2 days there to rest and rehydrate before being reloaded and taken the rest of the way to Zinave.
We have actually proved that this is sort of a new way that we can now move rhinos great distances across the continent. It's never been done before. And with halfway houses in the right places, we can actually restock protected areas in other countries a long way away from us in South Africa.
There are only about 5,000 black rhino left and about 18,000 white rhino. To protect them from poachers, they're being kept in a specially built high-security sanctuary within the park.
It's an incredible feeling to be part of this and to witness this moment. It's actually quite emotional.
And the population has already expanded with the arrival of this little one. Alexia O'Brien, Al Jazeera.